Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there free. The main feature on the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can submit different show prep suggestions to the website. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote, too, on different things. And then the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them. In fact, I believe I pulled this story from the Daily Kos off of the front page of the site. It's basically a hit piece against people in the liberty movement, and it is a nasty one. We'll pick that up here in a moment. It's the 10 careers that will be available, the 10 top 10 jobs in a libertarian paradise, at least according to Daily Kos. But first, we go to the phones and the fun. Mike is in Missouri. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I was wanting to call in. I listen to my podcast, so I'm way behind, but I had an encounter today with someone. I'm in school currently at a technical school, and the topic basically is about God. This guy came up to a friend of mine who was in school, has a pagan tattoo. I guess he has it for more reasons, just to have a tattoo. And this other guy is all serious about it. He walks up to me, starts telling us all this stuff, 10, 15 minutes in. It's all good. We're out there smoking a couple cigarettes. And then he starts talking about how he can make stuff catch on fire with his mind.
Wait, no, hold on. I'm a little confused. Who is it that's claiming they can make things catch on fire? Is it the pagan or the guy who is upset about the pagan having tattoos?
No. There's one guy with me who's my buddy. We're out there smoking. He has a pagan tattoo just because I guess he thought it was cool.
Okay.
This other guy comes up with the same tattoo. He's an actual pagan, he says.
Okay. I was a little confused. Thank you.
He says that he, as the conversation goes on, went into how he can start stuff, on fire, basically, with his mind. And
did he light your cigarette? Did he light your cigarettes for you?
No, that's what I asked him to do. Here's my point. Is the role of miracles in religion, because I've called a couple few times, and I was raised Christian, and I have some partiality towards that, but I'm also open-minded, and I don't care what anybody really believes about anything, to be honest with you. But here's what I want to get your guys' opinion on. What is the role of miracles in like a religion? Because the way I look at it is, if there's no miracles of any kind, then what's the point of the whole thing altogether? Why would anybody believe in anything unless they could see something and go, wow?
I think people, religion for a lot of people is having a sort of a support group, something that they belong to. It's a security thing. It's sort of a herd mentality to some extent.
It's also an explanation for things that are beyond, many cases, humans' current grasp of understanding. If you go back in time, you can look at what religions have believed in the past and watch as that has been wiped away, as science has come in and discovered that, no, in fact, it's not demons that have made you sick. It's bad sanitary conditions and things like that. And it's still an explanation for people as to where they go when they die. These questions that, they don't necessarily have answers for. So I don't think a religion is required to have miracles, but certainly they're common in more westernized religions that I'm aware of.
Yeah, and for me, if I had to pick one thing where I would be inclined to go in that herd or whatever, it would be where I'm going to go when I die, because otherwise I don't really care. I'm a pretty selfish person, so I don't care about anything else. But I just intrigued me to see someone who said that they were a pagan, because he was bagging on like the Christian religion for so long about this and that. And then he turned around and used the same thing that those people claim. You see what I'm saying? And not only was he saying,
he's got his own little, he's bagging on the other religions, but he's got his own little fantasies.
Yeah. Well, like they would say Jesus did this, and at least, not that it makes it that much better, but at least they're saying, the Son of God or whatever does this. But he's saying, I can do this.
I'll go out on a limb here and say I think, as human beings,
yeah,
but hold on. I think as human beings, we are far more powerful than we understand, than we comprehend, than we let ourselves believe that we are. I think we're capable of doing some really amazing things. As a race, as human beings, I don't think we even come close to tapping the potential that we have.
Yeah, power, right? Because I
Healing. I mean, I've had, I do like Reiki healing work where I've had a friend. All right, you can laugh at me all you want, Ian. Here goes.
I'm not saying
I just want you to catch stuff on fire. That's all.
No, I haven't caught anything on fire, but there's a YouTube video of like a Kwai.
Seen that video, and it's a trick.
Paper. All right, fine. It's paper.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was in a car accident, and her neck was really sore. She had been that way for several weeks. She had this big, one of those big, thick neck pads on, and I'm holding my hand just sort of feeding energy into her neck, and she all of a sudden turns around and is like, wow, what is that? And she can feel the heat from my hand through the, like, inch-and-a-half thick neck pad. Now, my hand just being behind there is not going to penetrate that much insulation and that much foam padding. So something's going on there, and I don't think science has even come close to explaining
a
lot of the mysteries of the universe.
Yeah, well, like, I wouldn't disagree with that, but I'm just saying that at that point you're claiming that there's untapped human brain power or something like that.
Not so much human brain power, but I think there's energy out there that is sort of a life force. I don't know what the word for it is, but I think there are things that we don't tap into.
But to me, okay, now I'm not trying. Well, I guess I am trying to project this on you. But that, if that's what you think, and it's outside of yourself, then to me that would be, you may not be your religion.
I don't think it's outside of myself.
You're drawing on that is other, you know, outside of yourself.
No. I don't think it's outside of myself. I think it's part of me. I think we are all connected through that.
Yeah, then that makes sense.
If the same energy
to me would be your mental faculties. Because all you are is you. You're nothing else.
No. I am not this physical body. I am the spirit or the energy, whatever you want to call it, that animates the body.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that's still part of you, though.
Well, the body does. No. What is me? The physical flesh and bones?
Both. This is your casing that you're in right now. And
It's the physical manifestation, but yeah. I am not the body, which is telling the physical manifestation of me what to do. I am, you know, I am the thing in the background saying, come up with this sentence or you know, sit in the chair.
No, I agree with that, man. I've messed with some other things that I just can't explain. But what I'm saying is that it's either you or it's not. This guy was claiming that it was something other that he tapped into, like something he worshipped. He said he claimed to be like some kind of ancient druid religion. He still believes in that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And I think maybe what the druids believed is something, you know, along the lines of this universal energy that we are part of, and being able to tap that and channel it might be what he's talking about.
Mike,
that's
thanks.
Similar to what I believe.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, with the Reiki thing, you know, I smile at it because I think there's a lot of hucksters out there, right? But I also agree with you, Sam, that there clearly are things we don't know, a lot of things that we don't know.
Well, I think your own mind is extraordinarily powerful over your own body. And if somehow or another you can use your mind to trick somebody else's mind into being powerful over their own body, then that is going to be effective. I'd love to put a little pile of leaves in front of anybody and have them set it on fire. I'm just not going for that. For me, religion's about connecting to other people and sharing similar experiences with them and things like that.
I knew this chick that I met in college who was told this story that was amazing, and she had no reason to disbelieve her story. And who knows, maybe she was being scammed. I don't know. But she was at this demonstration, this Reiki demonstration, where this one of these Reiki masters from the Orient was doing something. And he showed his hands, and there was nothing in them, and he created this purple glow that was coming from his hands, and it was, you know, an amazing story. I mean, I probably don't tell it half as well as she did, but
he's probably been meditating for decades in order to get that kind of concentration.
I had a tough time keeping thoughts out of my head for a minute straight. So meditating for 15 minutes or 10 is like way out of my bounds at this point. 800-259-9231. So who knows what's possible? I guess we'll find out more over time. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Brought to you by SACL CAI. And we've got various different features on our website that you can enjoy. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show. Sam is waving at the cam as we speak. And you can get interactive because our chat room is built into the same page. So watch, listen, chat, all at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's all brought to you courtesy of memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. You can check them out at memorydealers.com. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
So we are sharing with you here, what we're getting back to, at least, if you're just tuning in, are the 10 careers, the 10 jobs that will be available in a libertarian paradise, according to Daily Kos, I've been mispronouncing it, I'm sure. .com, and it's written by somebody that really does not, I've heard it, Daily Kos. Anyway, it's written by somebody, Troubadour, calling himself Troubadour, so he's not even putting his real name on it. Somebody who really doesn't understand what the ideas of liberty mean. Somebody who I believe, based on the things he's saying about what he thinks liberty means, that I believe he's only ever talked to the conservaclone-style, small government libertarian types, the people that come from the conservative wing of the belief system out there, that he hasn't talked to somebody like Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, that he hasn't talked to somebody who might have been a liberal before they became a liberty-minded person. And it, just the misunderstandings, just they're just so stark here. So let me continue with this. And he's also nasty at the same time. Number 7, bounty hunter. Now, this one's probably true. Well, at least the term bounty hunters will certainly exist in a free market world. But he goes on to be nasty about it. With all those oppressive government police forces out of the way, malefactors can be apprehended in a freer, more appropriate way by mercenary bounty hunters, armed to the teeth and unaccountable to any civil authority. Sure, you might end up causing more damage to society than the people you apprehend, but what the hell? This ain't France.
Well, wait, who are the bounty hunters picking these people up for?
Well, presumably they would be the people that hired them to pick them up. So insurance companies.
And those people aren't worried about their reputation of, having bounty hunters out on the loose, just willy-nilly arresting people and hunting them down and beating them up or whatever?
According to this guy, it will become this, this kind of vision of the Hollywood Wild West, which, of course, the West really wasn't that wild, as we all know. But this is what this guy envisions. In the absence of a centralized controlling authority, that you would have, this crazy world where bounty hunters would just blow crap up and not care about it. They'll do whatever it takes to get their man.
They've got bounty hunters today. I don't understand how it is. He's just making this stuff up. Like, this is his version. This is Mad Max.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to believe, that it's this fear-mongering, the idea that, and Sam, you're right, reputation will be very important, because these bounty hunters have to get paid, and for the people that hire them to get paid, they have to have a reputation in the same way that any business that you patronize has a reputation, a positive reputation in your mind, because if it didn't, you wouldn't go there.
Right, and they're likely to be taking these people back to a private arbitrator where, if the one of the parties involved went out and treated these people really bad and roughed them up, that's going to come into play where it doesn't necessarily, under the government system, police beat people up all the time, bring
Absolutely.
Them in bloody, and it's like, oh, well, he tripped and fell.
And that's why it's amazing. What he's describing here is what we have.
Yeah.
The police. Let's just replace bounty hunters with police. By police, armed to the teeth and unaccountable to any civil authority. That's pretty
Sounds
much what we've
right.
got. I mean, these cops can go in and kill people. They can set houses on fire. They can destroy things all over the place, and they are never held, almost never, 99% of the time, not held responsible personally for anything that they do, for any destruction that they create. They'll go in and search people's homes, toss them and take everything out of the drawers, throw everything on the floor, break stuff.
Don't forget putting their,
shoot people.
Going above the speed limit with the lights on, with the lights off, running over pedestrians.
Killing dogs
running over
families.
Hitting people in their cars. I mean, if you want to see Mad Max, all you have to do is put together an hour-long episode of all these things that cops have done in a given year.
And to make matters worse, all of that's true, plus we're forced to pay for it. If somebody has a loose cannon bounty hunter on their hands, if somebody, some insurance provider or protection agency has a loose cannon employee, and they don't get that person in line or fire them or do some sort of disciplinary action to them, and they'd be fully responsible for their actions, then who's going to want to hire an organization like that, knowing that this guy could come in and very well destroy your business next, or destroy your home, or set something on fire, you know? It's just crazy what this guy's saying. He totally doesn't understand. Number six, maker of child-sized coffins.
For the children.
In the absence of prenatal care, pediatric medicine, or child care, other than what luck or family inheritance can provide, because the suggestion there is that, well, medical care will be so insanely expensive in the absence of government that only the rich and the lucky will be able to take care of their kids, there will be oodles of little cadavers for the enterprising coffin maker to serve. Cholera, whooping cough, measles, pneumonia, influenza, all spells big bucks. Grieving parents are
Hold on. How is this guy even suggesting that cholera, influenza, and all these other things haven't been taken care of by the marketplace up to this point? Now, I understand it's not a free marketplace, but no government bureaucrat, told Pasteur to go out and figure out what he figured out. This is ludicrous. This is absolute fear-mongering.
And it's absurd what he's saying here. It's the government system that we have today creates intellectual property and shields these drug makers from any competition.
That's
so
right.
What they're incented to do is to create something that treats the symptoms, not create a cure. If you didn't have all of that patent and IP protection in play, protecting these guys from any kind of competition, they would be working towards cures.
It'd be a real competitive marketplace instead of a limited game where only a few players are allowed in. It's like the radio business. It's just such a sad, sad, incestuous little business, and there's no real significant competition. It's one of the reasons why we're able to succeed, because we don't really have too many competitors out there. Grieving parents are a very price-tolerant consumer base, he says, and aren't likely to investigate the particulars of your product, i.e. whether you charge them for mahogany while making it out of plywood. Mo money, because that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy a mahogany table and not notice that it's made out of plywood.
I do agree that there's this sort of reptilian sales thing that goes on for funeral homes at a time of grieving. And
By the way, funeral homes are licensed by the state, and people that die are mandated to go to through this kind of funeral process.
Right.
And
I'd much rather just be buried, without a box at all on my own property. That's what I want. But I can't have that. I could probably be burned and have my ashes sprinkled on my property, but I can't actually be buried even in a pine box or something on my own property.
There are regulations and government rules that force people into the coffin buying business.
There is a movement to bury people in cardboard boxes and have the nitrogen feed a tree or something.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Next up, rat catcher. We'll get to it and take your calls as well. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there free. So enjoy those features, including our listening options. If you want to tune in, you can do so. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. And you don't just have to listen live to enjoy those streams. They are available around the clock. So at any time, you can listen to the latest episode stream live over at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you don't have internet handy, you can use your phone. Call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Use our listen lines. The number for Free Talk Live 24/7 is 760-569-7752. That's 760-569-7752. If you didn't get the right to write that down, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find the number there.
Brought to you by Quality Rentals.
That's right, the listening page.
QualityRental.com.
Brought to you by Quality Rentals, and that's for folks in the having parties and such in the New England, southern New England area. Is that right?
Indeed. Yeah.
All right. So we're sharing with you the DailyCos.com story here.
Kos.
Is it Daily Kos?
Mark Kos.
Oh, is that his last
Kos.
Name? Kos. Okay. DailyCos.com story about the 10 jobs that will be in lots of these jobs in the libertarian paradise, according to their author Troubadour. Who is, not the nicest character. And I think it's because he totally misunderstands the ideas of liberty, and it's likely because he believes that libertarians are just conservatives in sheep's clothing. And I don't blame him for thinking that, because if you've hung around the Libertarian Party, you might get that idea, because it's been overwhelmed with those types of folks, when really the liberty movement I'm aware of is made up of all kinds of people that have come from a variety of different political origins, and that includes everybody from former conservatives to former liberals, socialists, you name it. People come here from all kinds of different places because these ideas make sense. They're the most compassionate, humane ideas that mankind has come up with so far. And this man, this troubadour person, or maybe woman, this person has not really been, it hasn't been explained to this person in an appropriate manner, obviously, by their negative demeanor here, and they're basically, it's a hit piece. And it's interesting that they keep using liberals here. They're kind of, he's tongue-in-cheek approaching this, like saying, liberals are always bitching about starving poor people, but watch how crazy they go whenever a rational businessman suggests meeting the demand for food by going to an abundant source of proteins like rats, mice, and insects. This is rat catcher slash restaurateur. And among other surplus animals. See, the liberty people that I know in this movement have as many problems with so-called conservatives as they do liberals. But if you go on what this guy has to say, then, well, liberty-minded people just hate liberals. And it's just another arm of conservatism, which it is not. But he goes on to say, there would be great opportunities in this domain under small government. And given the absence of health inspectors, you might also find it worthwhile to vertically integrate your rat-catching restaurant enterprise with plague corpse disposal, coffin-making, and funeral services companies. So we need the government
to
keep us safe from the evil restaurateurs who are going to serve us rats in unsanitary conditions.
Right, because people want to pay money for rats, because that's what it's going to devolve to.
That's what I look for in a restaurant.
Now, what's interesting is that you've got stories that happened today about how in New York City there was that, I think it was a KFC, no, it was a Taco Bell. But anyway, one of those chain restaurants actually had rats running across the floor. Somebody saw the rats running across
the
floor
the day after they had been inspected by
the
government health inspectors.
Right. Now,
so it's the government health inspectors that are in fact bringing down the quality of restaurants, and not otherwise.
Well, you know, people are going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen. And, of course, the government supporter will simply say, well, they're underfunded. You know, we need to have more government bureaucrats. If we had more government bureaucrats doing more inspections more often, then that wouldn't be a problem. But everybody that I've ever talked to in the restaurant business has always said, to a T, every single one of them has always told the same, almost the exact same story about the government inspections, that they're an effing joke, that the guy comes in, looks at the ceiling tile, sits down, enjoys himself a free meal, chats with the manager, and leaves. Yeah. That's the government inspection. Or if you've crossed somebody, then they'll find something wrong. They'll find something that's wrong if they don't like you for some reason.
Yeah, they're not under-incented. They're improper. I guess they're not underfunded. They're improperly incented. I mean, there would be enough money that the people who are going there inspecting in a private market would care about their reputation. I mean, it all goes back to a reputation rating. And I think that's one of the things that this author just really doesn't understand at all, how important a role the reputation rating would play for both individuals, for businesses, for
organizations.
Restaurants
are made or broken on reputation.
Yeah.
That's how a restaurant will succeed or fail. You can get into the restaurant business and blow a bunch of money on advertising, but if your food sucks, your advertising isn't going to go very far, right? You've got to get those people. Advertising is good to get people through the door, but if your service blows and your food sucks, those people aren't going to tell anybody else.
We had somebody that got sick from eating at a Jack in the Box back in the 90s, I think, in Texas, and several of the restaurants in the Dallas area went out of business because people stopped going there. They just got such a bad rap. And I didn't even know the specifics of it, but I never ate at Jack in the Box for years and years because I was just afraid of...
You'd heard things.
I heard that story.
Yeah. So, and this is that's how reputation is built and broken. And that's what it's all based on.
It's always been based on reputation, government inspectors.
In the absence of a government inspector, other organizations would pop up. They're already really there. And essentially, chain restaurants are these organizations now. Because chain restaurants, one of the reasons that, people go there is they like the consistency of them. They may be, they may sort of serve a more mediocre meal than say,
but you know what you're getting.
Yeah. You You know what you're going to get. You're going to get it every time because they offer that. And these they have their own inspections. They're far more rigorous. And, you know, companies would rise up that would inspect people because people want their food to be safe. That's a market demand. The market always meets its demands.
Let's continue. Number four, Horospex. I don't even know what that is. Since science, let's see, horospex. What is a horospex? I've got this handy little plugin now that I can just double click on words and the dictionary definition comes up. Horospex, a priest in ancient Rome who practiced divination by the inspection of the entrails of animals. So crackpot, religion. Religious guy here. Since science and education will become expensive and totally devoted to refining the luxury of the wealthy few. I mean, he's wrong
expensive.
Just right out the gate.
Yeah.
Why would it become expensive?
It's already expensive. I mean, it's half the property tax bill here in Keene. They're spending $16,400 per student per year to educate a kid, not even for the full year, a few hours a day for part of the year. Give me a break.
Why would it become expensive? Why on earth would education become more expensive without the government? It will become cheaper because of competition.
Tell me something that the price has gone up on. You know, I mean, the
where you have freedom, relative freedom to operate in the marketplace.
Right.
Yeah, look at computers for an example. How about
take a look at cars? Take a look at televisions. I mean, anybody can look at big screen TVs. Well, these were only things of the rich. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I mean, anybody can. They don't even sell cathode ray tube televisions anymore.
Not so much.
You're going to have to go find them at a specialty store. You're going to have one heck of a time finding one of those things. Everything now is a flat screen TV, and they're so much more
to suggest that education would get worse is just not looking at reality. It's not looking at how the marketplace functions. When you have competition and you have freedom, you have innovation, you've got new ideas being brought in. If you don't like the way the schools are being run, you start your own. And in a free marketplace, you don't have to beg anybody's permission or go get a permission slip to do that. Now, they would say, well, that means that they could teach whatever they want. Yeah, that's exactly what it means, and it means you
can teach whatever they want now. I mean, somebody decides what they teach, so they come up with it. The fact is, a lot of this crap you just don't use. And I understand that that's what his problem is, but I think that you could find educations that would be better and more specialized.
You absolutely would, and again, because you could create it if it didn't exist. But nonetheless, he says the solution is obvious. Horospecy. It requires no special skills other than BSing, and all you need is a supply of cheap animals in order to disembowel them and read their entrails, which you could then sell to an unregulated restaurateur and recoup much of your expense. You don't have to worry about sanitation, animal cruelty laws, or being charged with fraud in the libertarian paradise. Except you do, because you have to worry about your reputation.
Lots of crime.
Yeah, and people will be very concerned with being ripped off, and they'll do things to ensure that they are made whole if something like that happens. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free talk.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. station or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. There may be enough time for your call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is joining us from obscuredtruth.com. Head on over there. Enjoy his videos at obscuredtruth.com as we continue here with the Daily Kos. Daily Kos? Anyway.
Kos.
Daily Kos. And there are 10 jobs that will be available in the libertarian paradise by Troubadour, who is a man who clearly doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to the ideas of freedom. And it's likely because the so-called libertarians that he's spoken with haven't really been libertarians, as a matter of fact, or they've been just absolutely poor at expressing the ideas. Or maybe Troubadour just wasn't listening. So who knows? What has created his predilection toward being so angry and vitriolic and clueless. But nonetheless, we continue with his list here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. If you're about sick and tired of the misinformation about liberty, if you're sick and tired of being controlled and told what to do and how to live and what not to do, get together with other people that believe like you do. Now, they don't all believe exactly the same as we were talking about in the first hour. There's still a range of belief systems going on here within the liberty movement, but in general they believe that the government should get out of our lives and leave peaceful people be. Some of us believe there shouldn't be anything called a government and that everything should be done on a voluntary, consensual basis. But you can go and learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, get together with other people that do too, and you'll be amazed at what happens when you get active with other liberty-minded activists in the same geographic region. That's what's happening, and it's happening now, and we've been here now, Mark and myself, for over 4 years, Sam coming up on your second full year. And it's been great so far. It just keeps getting better as more people get up here. So join the fun. Over 10,000 people are currently signed up. Hundreds have made the move. Thousands will be moving, and we want to get to at least 20,000 participants. So you could be one of those. Go to freestateproject.org and get on board. That's freestateproject.org. Continuing with the list from the Daily Coast, Orphanage Director Pimp, number 3.
Oh, God.
Although the libertarian paradise would reject socialist forms of assistance to the needy, nothing would stop individuals from providing it, and in some cases this can be made profitable. For instance, there would be many homeless orphans who would otherwise resort to thievery without a structured environment, food, and shelter. Granted, thievery gives rise to some level of business, i.e. fences, but it also imposes costs on big business that cannot be tolerated. Before we go on here, the idea that there would be homeless orphans seems pretty absurd, because I don't know about you, and again, this just kind of shows the viewpoint of this author, not just about what he thinks about liberty-minded people, but what he thinks about people in general, that people in general are a bunch of jerks, and they're heartless, and they hate, and they can't be counted on to take care of their fellow man, and that we need some government to take care of them.
It all comes down to Oliver Twist, right? This is where they always, the liberal types, the progressive types, always look back at Oliver Twist. So you're looking at, what, 2-3 centuries ago, and their ideas on child rearing and that kind of thing. And in those time frames, remember, it was okay to own people. Like, their ideas on children were different. Spare the rod, spoil the child. They believed that you could abuse somebody into a better life. And so orphanages were horrible places at times like that, because there were sick people that thought differently than you and I in charge of them. But what's your evidence that somehow society would reverse its progression on?
No, there's no evidence. It's just fear.
It's just fear.
Without police and being too petty in nature to lead to bounties, we must deal with such thieving proactively with orphanages that teach a good work ethic by providing a highly demanded service. If owners-operators of commercial orphanages are able to make a profit by selling their children as sex slaves, there would be more market incentive to care for orphans. So you could kill two birds with one stone, both dealing with a humanitarian problem and upholding the values of capitalism. Take that, bleeding hearts!
Yeah, it's typically governments running the sex slave rings, or involved in sex slave rings around the world, for that matter. One of the things that this whole list really, we've kind of touched on different things in here, but the overall idea that once you get rid of government, people will see an increase in the wealth that they have in their lives of, I think it's like 7 to 12 fold, mm-hmm, of what they're currently experiencing. So the money and the wealth that people would have available is far greater than we can even imagine today. And I think there would be far more charity. That today people assume, well, the government's just going to take care of it. They'll handle the orphans. They'll handle this. And look at what happens in child protective services.
Kids are abused.
13%
raped.
Of the people in the juvenile centers are being raped. 10% of the time, it's the government guards who are the ones raping them. The other 3%, it's the other kids in the juvenile system. So we have a system where government's abusing kids, and this guy's defending it.
This is the idea that that people would turn their kids over voluntarily to an organization that would be pimping them out. Seems pretty ludicrous. Again, talking about reputation being important. Who would want to be seen in the community as being the child pimp? Who would want to be seen that way? Now, it's not to say that child prostitution doesn't happen. It happens today. Yep. There are teenage people, boys and girls, who go out and sell themselves to a willing populace.
Well, mostly because they can't get jobs. I mean, when you move out on your own and the government has set up these strictures, because your home life sinks so much, and the government has set up these strictures that make it almost impossible for anybody under the age of 16
to be self-sufficient.
Under the age of 18, but less so 16, and then it's nearly impossible to work under the age of 16 if you're going to do it legally. And, what else? What do you do at that point? What do you do?
So you can sell drugs.
There's sell drugs or yourself.
You've got to work in
the
black market.
You've got to get the drugs, though.
You've got to work in the black market, basically, is the answer. So the marketplace doesn't solve all of the world's problems instantaneously, but it's the most humane solution to the current set of problems that we have, many of which were actually created by the government and their aggression.
And I think the marketplace would solve the problem of child sex. The people who want to do that, I have no doubt that with enough time, technology will advance to the point where you will have virtual reality, and it will be hard to distinguish the virtual world from the real world. And people that want to go in and abuse children or do whatever will be able to do that in some kind of virtual simulation, and nobody's harmed in the real world.
I think that the robot technology is getting is going so quickly that it may be in the real world beforehand. You can have your own little robot kid that runs away.
The little houseboy. Dale can finally get his houseboy.
Yeah. Number two, cemetery landfill scavenger. In the bustling world of the libertarian paradise, a hardworking fellow like yourself would make a living scavenging the metal from the bullet-ridden corpses for resale as scrap. Because boy, there'll be just so much more violence, right? With the gunslingers and bounty hunters around, the supply would be unlikely to dry up anytime soon. There are, of course, also gold fillings, rings, metal hip replacements, and various articles of jewelry or surgical implants that might be worth something. The suggestion being that bounty hunters are just going to gun down whoever it is they're after.
No, what they're suggesting is that people are going to carry guns on their hips and they're going to solve all their problems with guns. And in fact, the evidence shows the opposite. The fact is, and when you look at...
That guns reduce violence.
You look at... They went through the Wild Wild West. I mean, everybody believes the Wild Wild West was a Dirty Harry movie, and it was the opposite of that. In fact, they went through the statistics of 10 towns, Abilene, Dodge City, and 8 others that I can't remember them all off the top of my head, and they compared them to homicides per capita today in major metros.
Not even close.
And it's not even close. It's 10 times more in New York City, 28 times or 26 times in Baltimore.
But also,
so the dangerous and immoral place is here today. Under the system that we're talking about now. Not a man carrying a piece on his hip so he can protect himself and others.
But he specifically cites the bounty hunters in the that would be around.
But
and
he says gunslingers.
The suggestion would be that the bounty hunters would be killing the people they're after. That doesn't make sense. Because if somebody steals something from you, a rotting corpse isn't going to restitute you. In the marketplace, the victims are going to be expecting restitution when someone is captured. So it will be in the interest of the people that are bringing that person to justice to capture them alive so they can work off the debts that they have. The person is not being made whole. If they have an insurance policy, the insurance company is going to pay them, and then the insurance company is going to be the one that wants to get the money out of the actual criminal. So they have the interest in keeping that person alive. Number two, we're still continuing here. He says, and just think of the perfectly good food and reasonable material, resaleable material that gets thrown into landfills every day, rather than socialist recycling programs, which are complete bunk, almost complete bunk, with the exception of aluminum cans. Why not reward enterprising people by encouraging them to rummage through the garbage of their betters? And finally, number one, faith healer. For the same reasons already stated above, people will be in sore need of medical services. Or at least what they believe will be medical services, thanks to the eradication of socialist schooling. Faith healing is the perfect business model. If they eventually recover, their faith in you is affirmed, and they may lavish you with money and free word-of-mouth advertising. If they die, then the Lord has heard their family's prayers and graciously accepted the patient into his kingdom, in part to your intercession. Which, by the way, a lot of the people in the libertarian movement are atheists. So the suggestion here being that, there's this really, the liberty-minded people are somehow this religious wing, and of course we already addressed the medical issue. Medical care will get better when there's more competition and more freedom. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Good night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.